This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Thursday, March 12th. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. San Benito County supervisors have approved a 40-day pause on new battery energy storage systems as they scramble to develop local regulations. Like Santa Cruz County, San Benito is undertaking this process while considering a new proposed battery plant. After last year's giant fire in Moss Landing, all three Monterey Bay Area counties are racing to adopt local ordinances. As the spring planting season gets underway on the Central Coast, the cost of nitrogen fertilizer has surged by about 30%. That's because roughly a third of nitrogen fertilizer traded globally flows through the Strait of Hormuz. That waterway has been effectively closed since the U.S. and Israel began attacking Iran almost 2 weeks ago. Monterey County Resource Conservation District soil scientist Laura Murphy says farmers who use regenerative techniques may not feel the supply disruption as much.
You can ease out the shock to this bigger global system if you reduce the complexity of the supply chains by reinvesting in your local soil and nutrient cycling system.
Murphy says practices like composting and cover cropping add nutrients to the soil, so it needs less fertilizer.
The more organic matter that there is in that soil matrix, the more it can absorb and then ultimately release water to crop roots.
While now staving off some of the economic effects of war, these practices are used to mitigate and adapt to climate change. But Murphy cautions there's no quick fix.
Those practices take diligent, long-term investments.
She says most farmers understand the benefits of regenerative practices. The challenge is implementing them. Vania Quiñones, president of Cal State Monterey Bay, which holds KAZU's broadcast license, announced she's stepping down after 3.5 years. She'll take over as president of Cal Poly Pomona on July 1st. A CSUMB spokesperson said an interim president will be announced in the coming months. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.